As the sun beams its warm light over the village of Cherepony in northeast Ghana, a group of women is busy setting up two outdoor fires beside traditional houses. As they carefully arrange wood beneath large pots, we are welcomed by Fatmata Binta, the award-winning chef, widely known as Chef Binta. She is renowned for celebrating Fulani cuisine through her nomadic restaurant, Dine on a Mat. Today, in this temporary open-air kitchen, she joins several women farmers to prepare a traditional meal from West Africa.
So we're basically doing groundnut soup. It's very simple. And then we will add a bit of sorrel greens to it at the end. And then also dried okra, which is also part of their cuisine here in Cherepony.
Rich aromas are already filling the air. Chef Binta guides us through the ingredients, which are neatly arranged in bowls of various sizes on a large, colorful mat.
Here we have groundnut paste, we have salt, we have African locust bean, also called dawadawa. We have tomato paste, we have sorrel greens, we have the iconic fonio, we have onions, we have chili, we have garden eggs, and then we have a pot where we boiled local chicken. And here you have dried okra, and we are ready to go.
While Fatmata Binta begins boiling water in a pot, she shares the story of her uncommon journey as a chef and advocate for nomadic cuisine, a path that began when conflict erupted in her hometown.
I was born in Freetown, Sierra Leone. I come from a tribe called the Fulanis. It's the largest nomadic tribe in Africa, actually. And we are herders, so I grew up in that community, nomadic community. And I think it shapes me a lot as a chef. I experienced civil war in Sierra Leone, and I was at a young age. I was a teen, early, in my early teens. And we had to flee to my ancestral home, Guinea-Conakry. And I come from a very large family. So we had to come up with sustainable ways to actually sustain ourselves. And we started growing fonio. So for me, fonio is very, it's very personal.
This nutrient-rich variety of millet has been farmed on the African continent for over 4,000 years and was reportedly used by ancient Egyptian communities. Today, it is primarily grown and consumed in the sub-Saharan region of West Africa, stretching from Senegal to Lake Chad. Referred to as the iconic grain by Chef Binta, this cereal is celebrated for its resilience, thriving in harsh climates.
Fonio is a very special grain. It's a tiny grain. When you look at it, the size is like the size of sand. And it's gluten-free. It's also indigenous to Africa. And it's very easy to grow also. And you don't need too much water, you know, for it to survive. Plus, it's very nutritious and delicious. These days, we talk a lot about food loss. We talk about hunger. We talk about climate change. And I see fonio as a solution, especially in Africa. So I spent a lot of time traveling, you know, spending time in this indigenous women's kitchen, learning all the sustainable practices. And I always implement that, you know, or I promote it and showcase it on my restaurant. So for me, it got to a point, spending time with them, getting inspiration wasn't enough because you're spending time with them, you're seeing all these challenges, you know, they are facing, especially when it comes to food security itself. I wanted to collaborate with them in a more meaningful way.
In 2022, Chef Binta won the Bass Culinary World Prize and used the prize money to launch the Fulani Kitchen Foundation. This initiative supports African women farmers in cultivating fonio, providing them with an additional source of income while promoting food security. With the support of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, and Ghana's Ministry of Food and Agriculture, She has trained approximately 100 female Fanyo farmers. She helped them to improve agricultural practices and expand production.
For me, the right to food means empowering women farmers. Supporting women who cultivate Fanyo helps provide stable income and also enabled access to nutritious diets. This empowerment goes beyond economics. It addresses gender inequalities in farming, offering women equal opportunities to participate in food production and security systems.
Growing and producing food also carries forward cultural roots, and women play a vital role, with 36% of them working in agri-food systems worldwide. Women farmers help keep traditions alive.
So to begin, we started by boiling our chicken with onions, a little bit of garlic, ginger, salt, and then we boiled that for about 20 minutes because we wanted to get to feel a little bit more soft.
Smells so good. This reminds me of my grandmother's recipe and her kitchen.
Good. I can't wait to pair this with Fanyo, which brings also that extra earthiness. And then we have the sorrel grains, which brings the tanginess to the dish. I am dishing the food now. So you have the Fanyo, and it's been paired with the groundnut soup. This looks very delicious. I can't wait.
As Chef Binta adds the final garnishes to the dish, she envisions Fanyo creating a legacy that extends beyond the plate and the kitchen. Recently, she purchased 4 acres of land to build a community center for women.
My dream for Fanyo is to build a center, a modern center, and employ women, you know, not just this community, but neighboring communities, because it grows in this belt, the Sahel belt. And the center is not just going to be a center for processing, but also a heritage ground where you come, you learn the history of Fanyo, you learn, you see the footprints, the fingerprints of women before these women and the women after. So it's a legacy building for me.
Like Fanyo, which thrives in the harshest conditions, Chef Binta and the women around her embody resilience. Together, they demonstrate the enduring strength and adaptability of their heritage, which also paves the way for a sustainable future.